Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Recently, I met a good brother who was excitedly telling me how he had been embarking on a journey through church history, and I let him talk for a while, and then I kindly told him that I thought that was a complete waste of time, because there's no need to learn church history when we have the Holy Scriptures. We have the words that were authenticated by God, divinely inspired and recorded by the prophets and the apostles and the writers of the New Testament, given directly from heaven. Scripture tells us that in the book of Exodus that the Word of God came from heaven, and in 2 Peter 1 we read that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and that's how we got the Holy Scriptures. They're given by inspiration of God and are profitable. They are profitable. The Scriptures are profitable for doctrine, correction, reproof, and instruction in righteousness, not church history. I talked to the fellow, he's a good brother in Christ, by the way, on the basis of the truth that church history was a waste because we don't even know the 66 glorious books of the canon of Scripture yet. And I asked him if he had them all memorized. I told him I certainly don't. And so why should we waste time studying the words of men and how they disputed one another and disagreed and all of these things that are far removed from the Lord? And, you know, what's happened is we have these heroes that people, different sects and movements enthrone, and they follow after them, no different than when Paul cited the rebuked the Corinthians for saying, I'm of Paul and I am of Cephas and etc. I'm of Apollos. That's carnal. It's a big waste of time, and it's misleading us, and I believe it's wasting our time to look at what man did between when Jesus and the apostles left the earth and now, when we have on record, recorded for us, the pristine state of the early church there in the book of Acts after Pentecost, and direct instruction and word from the Lord throughout the epistles and the whole New Testament on record, where we can go directly, as the saying goes, to the horse's mouth and learn directly from the Lord, from the Holy Scriptures. Anyway, just something to think about, friend. God bless you. Hope that you and I are richly blessed in His Word and learning it as we study to show ourselves approved today and letting it dwell among us richly. Colossians 3:16.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.